All right. My last work day.
Ooh, good.
For me. You were on Easter holiday. I didn't complain. Welcome. So first today, we begin with confessions. If you're not aware, yeah, that's how we begin on a Thursday, confessions. But I want to do a quick introduction to our conversation on the Lords of Logic, because I want you to think about it before we get talking about it. We've been talking about forgiveness the last 2 weeks. And this week, most interestingly, we'll still be talking about it. I mean, today we'll be talking about it. But we have another aspect to consider on the matter of forgiveness. Today, first, I want to suggest in your hearing, ask a question. Do you think a person who has been made aware of his error or of his wrong that he's caused or brought about, who doesn't ask for forgiveness, deserves to be forgiven? Now, this question arose the first week we had this conversation, but I'm bringing it back because I think it begs looking at again. And that's one. Two, the real McCoy today on the Lords of Logic is we're going to debate, or maybe we can attempt to articulate, the difference between vengeance and justice. So wherever you are, I want you to not only think about it, but read about it. I think I'm giving us something to do. I'm giving us something to think about. And I want you to think about it. Vengeance and justice. I've realized that in the last 2 weeks, we have interchanged in our logic justice and revenge. I think some assume that, you know, to get justice could be getting revenge. Well, is that accurate? Now you have to defend that specifically. So you think about it. Today we'll try and build out of chaos an order of reason. Vengeance or revenge versus justice. Are they the same or are they different? Good. You're in the Lords of Logic. Now I'm not teaching you. You're telling me what you know. So I'm asking that between now and when it's necessary for our conversation to begin, that you know something enough that you can give to me, you know, provide me clarity. I think it's going to be good. It's going to make us sweat. There's some things that make you sweat that you're really happy about. It's like when you're working out for a good body. You really don't mind when you... I mean, if you dress nicely and you're going for an event or a wedding or ceremony and you start breaking sweats, you don't like it. If you're in the gym, you're really aiming for flat abs, toned thighs, lean body, you know. You want to look like a piece of art. Sweat is proof. In fact, if you don't break sweat, you assume you're not doing good enough, you're not doing well enough. Yeah. I like it when logical things make me sweat just a little bit. It shows that I'm putting in work. Now, today, I'm making you sweat. If I did this long enough, I can guarantee you lose weight. I could make you lose weight. But you would have to pay me for that. Because at this point, I think I need to start charging for some of the things I do. You agree, right?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Fantastic. It's long overdue. I mean, when I got into radio, 5 years into radio, I was getting calls. Do this, do that. We could pay you. Now, I didn't want to do it then. But I think now that we have established personality, you know me. You know me for what you know me for. If I say pay for this, you know I'm not playing, right? Good. Because... So I was in my DM this morning. Someone said, oh, Joyce, you know, you have a very good voice. And I was wondering, and he's in Canada. It's like, oh, you have a very good voice. And I like your texture and tone and the drama to it. Could you tell me what I could do to sound a lot better? And I'm like, that's it. That's the money right there. He's just like, yeah, sure. $500 per session. Why are you opening your eyes?
Nothing, Joyce.
Are you joking? Do you know how much labor, how much? It was good. I didn't say $1,000. $500 session. And that's the thing. I'm better than some of your mentors who go on Google. Now we can test prove it. Like, I'm proof, right? Good. Your mentor ain't proof.
Oh, God.
At this point, no, I'm serious now. Nigeria is asking me to monetize all of my passions, including the way I smile. So if I smile good enough, I put money on it.
We should boy, come on, ice.
The world is crazy. Oh, pardon me. I think it's desperation that makes us monetize everything, including mm-hmm. beauty. You know, when the world becomes so ugly, then you put so much money on beauty that
you have good lips. Monetize it. You have good eyes.
I heard J-Lo insured her butt. I've heard ridiculous things. I've heard someone put insurance on your teeth. I've heard people put insurance on their face. People put insurance on their hands. I've heard stuff. Yo. I've heard, you know, I heard.
Wild, dude.
Yeah, I've heard life insurance. Like my voice, I could put insurance on my voice.
Voice
like if you have an asset, you put insurance on it. But these insurance guys, I don't know if I trust them like that. So I'll just put it on the streets myself and just hawk it. All right, so Fango, why are you here?
Yeah, okay. So speaking about insurance and money and all that, well, there's money for you to be won, okay? And this one, nobody's charging you for it, okay? It's just a lot on ground on every show here on Nigeria Info, okay? All you have to do is just visit the website at www.oneplay.ng or dial the code if you don't have a smartphone, okay? That's not an excuse. You can dial *347*880*3#. *347*880*3# and play with as little as 500 naira, and that's it. In a few seconds, your tickets can be in the draw. Now remember, Lagos, the more you play, the better your chances of winning, okay? We'll be saying these times without number. And you just don't get to win on one show. So you can try your chances. If you don't win on the Morning Crossfire, you can try and win on WhatsApp Lagos. If you don't win there, you can try and win on Game On shows. You can try and win on Sunset. You basically can win almost anywhere, okay? And weekend people are not left out as well, all right? You have the Football Frenzy show every weekend, and you can win in there too. And that's not all. There's always a jackpot every Friday, Lagos. So you can also try and win money there. And remember, if you're playing throughout the week, you automatically just qualify for the jackpot. So literally, your chances of winning are the same whether you play on the website, which is at oneplay.ng, or you use the USSD code, which is *347*880*3#. Now remember to play responsibly, okay? And don't forget to tell a friend, because here in Nigeria Info, it's all about winning with OnePlay. Here,
wait, let me ask you, because I heard this growing up, I don't know if it still holds,
okay?
But this, I don't think that's a so yeah, it's okay. Purge belle. That's a wolf.
Yeah, a wolf the purge belle.
A wolf the purge belle.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys? Does it still hold? Does that logic still hold in society?
I think.
Or Nigerians don't care. Nigerians tolerate the purge.
Well,
for the awoof.
For the awoof.
Because I used to hear. So
it depends on the awoof, though.
Back in the day, I thought it meant if it's free, then it may come with some obstacles, right?
Yeah, that's what it actually means.
It may come with some issues.
Yeah, so if you are willing to deal with the purging, after all, the purging is not forever.
I've never seen a Nigerian kid. I mean,
that's why MMM
was repeated on a number of Nigerians like 3 times, right? It happened first time, second time, third time,
and they didn't still learn.
And then you hear someone tell their story, and another person will go, "Oh yeah, I'll try it. That's just okay. It's not my fate. I'll try it.
Anything can happen. Like, just leave it to chance."
But this one is not their wolf.
It's not the one that purges belly. This is not. This is 500 naira, and you're on your way to winning some of the money.
What's in it for me?
For you, so first off,
I didn't expect you to respond. That was a Nigerian thing where you go somewhere, you're like, well, I have an idea to better the community, and I would like to say, I want to like sand fill the roads, or I want to, you haven't heard it, or I want to pave the road, or I want to do something, and then you'll be like, yeah, so what's in it for us? It's like, I'm paving the road.
Well, like, there has to be something in it for
aren't
us.
Aren't you going
to
give us something? So there are many communities I've heard where stuff like that has been, like, people have offered to do something for community and ended up not doing it because community leaders or boys in the
wanted to collect something.
Like,
yeah, it happens a lot.
It
happens a lot. Sometimes you just see them on the road and all of a sudden there's a roadblock here. Why? Oh, we're repairing the road. Okay, can we pass now? Oh no, you had to drop something. I don't understand. Somebody is repairing this road. It's an owner of a school who stays on the same road, who decided to repair the road. He's the one repairing the road. He blocks it so that when children are coming in, they can direct the school bus. But then these boys down, turned into roadblock. And now it's like, you want to pass, how far will you drop? Like 50 naira, it's just 50 naira. Now they will not increase it to 100 naira. Before you know it, it's 200. Now 500, if you don't have, don't pass. And they know that whenever there's traffic on the Lagos Ibadan Expressway, you have to pass that side.
It's
a shortcut. So they're just waiting.
Yeah.
Once they see that there's traffic, somebody has informed. Roadblock.
I don't know the day, Nigeria. I'm really looking forward to that day. We're not there yet. It doesn't look we're going in that direction, but I'm looking forward to that day where Nigeria is not a sin city. I'm looking forward to the day Nigeria is not. You said amen?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever going to come.
We can't hope against hope.
I don't, maybe not this generation.
Yeah, maybe.
I think we have been defiled and we have defied ourselves. We've allowed ourselves to be defiled and we've equally defiled.
I mean, I hear things like, someone was talking yesterday that somebody was still scamming people, ladies especially, of their money and single mothers and all that. And I'm like, so this guy left his state to come to Lagos to do what? To just sit and scam people. And then when you hear things,
they call
like,
it a hustle, right?
That's what the hustle is. They say come to Lagos to come and hustle. Mm-hmm. So did you not think that when you get here, it's that same work you're doing in Aba that you come and do here, or the same work you're doing in Ebony that you come and do here? You don't want to come and work, but because Lagos is overpopulated, so let's look for different ways. People are getting innovative.
I actually think
crazy
that the assumption
ways, right,
is I think that they assume that people are ignorant. So yeah. Oh, I was going to play, and thank you for, I'll play it next week. I was going to play a video I saw on social media. It was of a young man who acts like he's delivering a fairly second-hand television set that he got for someone. Did you see it?
Yeah.
And then when they're in traffic, they ram into a car or let's position themselves so that they're rammed into, and then they drop the set. And they try to accuse an innocent Nigerian of being responsible for the damage to the television and try to make him pay. So they set up the whole scene.
Wow.
Even the people who are coming to comment on the scene or the incident are all part of the thing. And I'm like, imagine being a Nigerian just driving to work.
On your own, no.
Just trying to make ends meet, and someone just sets you up.
Your daily 1K is being taken.
And tell you that the TV is 500K. Yeah. Then they'll now try to. So he said that, well, they tell you it's 500,000, and then they'll negotiate and say, well, bring 200. I'll complete it 100,000 and try to get another one.
To be honest, it's wild. Because when I think about it, it just. It baffles me a lot to think that.
I just hope Nigerians become aware, because I think awareness helps you put an end to it.
Yeah, like when you know, you look at it and you be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you have to know. So
up.
I
this
promise,
is...
not today for sure, next week I'll play that video just so that you are aware. And I hope that you become not just conscious, but have a form, I don't know what the word is, whether it's know how to fight back or push back. Not when you've deliberately damaged someone else's property, but when they come at you. Because I also think not being able to fight back can suggest to them that you are a victim, and if they push hard enough, they would succeed.
They would get,
exploiting
get what they
want. You. I'll do that next week, and I really wish you well and safety, and hopefully Nigeria. Hopefully Nigeria becomes.
A safe space? Is that a far cry?
At this point, you know, we've prayed so much. I'm not even sure what we pray for anymore. You know, because, we've prayed so much. Like, so what exactly are you guys praying for?
Right.
You know, I realize we're praying for insecurity, poverty, poor education. We're praying for visa. We're praying for light. We're praying for water. We're praying for security. We're praying for. Yo!
And then God's like, okay.
That's yeah.
Bring them.
You remind me of Israel, and I think you should suffer this for 40 years in the wilderness.
Oh my God, no!
Well, for the break, we'll be right back. Okay. When we come back, Confessions Thursday. So it's still 0201 465 7190, and Yes, we still do not have our 0700 number back up, and we're not sure how long that's going to take. And this is me just forewarning you not to sweat it so that you don't get frustrated trying and not connecting. It's 0201-465-7190. You can use Instagram. Pardon me. No. WhatsApp. And Twitter, Nigeria Info on Twitter. I want to believe you already have a WhatsApp number. Otherwise, I'll be giving that out in a moment. Come, you have that off your head? Okay, so remember, *347*880*3#. You could win 20,000 Nigerian Naira today. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you do not say your name. And it's a hallway of secrets. Welcome. Can you hear me? Welcome, it's Confessions Thursday. Hey.
Yeah, I'm trying to
turn off the volume of your radio set.
Thank you.
So you don't say your name. Good morning. Remember that, and you can go on with your confession.
Yeah, I don't know how it normally works.
Pardon? All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. When you call and you do not say your name.
Hello?
It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome. Do you have a confession? I would really appreciate it if you little... That's the thing. Please don't do this. Don't call me if you have nothing to say. Don't call me and then hang up. If you're afraid, it's okay. You can just send a message instead and I'll read it. But don't call me and hang up. All right? I'll appreciate that. Thank you. Hello, Confessions Thursday. This one goes, my husband thinks it's disrespectful for me to say no to him when he wants to have sex. Not like he wants it every day though, but he says the act of saying no when he touches me doesn't show submission. Good Lord of heaven. We back here? Okay, I'm going to let Lagos speak on this, and I'm going to allow a number of people just tell us what they can in 1 minute. So do well to collect your thoughts, and to the point you go when you call in. Now, a lady here is saying that her husband says it is not an act of submission when she says no. So submission would be yielding her body anytime he wants it. She says he doesn't ask for sex every time, but according to her and in her words, not like he acts for it every day though, but he says the act of saying no when he touches me doesn't show submission. At this point, it seems as though we even have to attempt to define what he thinks submission is. Does he expect you to have an opinion? Does he expect you to have a say? Do you have, you yourself, do you have any justifications for the reason you say no, or any reasons at all? Because I'm feeling some type of way, but I don't know if that's necessary to say, given that I do not properly comprehend why he thinks it's not an act of submission. And then why does he want submission? So my head is all over the place with a number of questions. It's like, what's your relationship based on? Is it a hierarchy of power where there's a power disparity, where someone is below and the other is on top, and then the one who's on top is telling you the one below what to do, and when you say no, you wouldn't do it, then they say, well, you're not subordinate, you're not subject. Is that the kind of relationship you're in? Because if that's the relationship you're, if that's the foundation of your relationship, where there's an understanding of this power disparity and it's accepted, it seems as though you have lost your rights to say no. Except you want to renegotiate that, where you can say, look, sometimes I don't feel like it, and if I say no, it doesn't mean anything else other than no. The fact that you think, because it's only slaves who don't have a say. It's only slaves who do not have a choice. So I don't know whether you really want to have this conversation with him to suggest what it means. And I don't know how considerate you are. I don't know how considerate he is. But from the logic of the message, it just sounds as though there's an obvious power disparity. And you are just seeing the brunt of it. It's not too late to speak up. I think you can have a conversation with him. And hopefully he is the sort that can listen and understand. Because many listen and do not understand. So I'll leave it at that. But yeah, only slaves don't have options. Yeah. Hello. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Lady G.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. You have a confession, right?
No, I just want to speak to what you just said.
Real quick. So you have a minute. You tell her what you think about the situation.
Honestly, like you said, it's not really... Do you compel someone to yield to something they're not really willing to? She might be tired, for crying out loud. She might have passed through a lot. Just sit down, speak with her, dialogue. You know, it's not like out of compulsion, you say submission. Really? If you guys are friends while you're married, or even when you were dating before you got married, it's a mutual agreement. I may say I don't want to have anything to do with you today. Doesn't mean tomorrow won't be better. So the mood swings. Every other thing can make me say, no, not today. There's a reason for that.
Right.
So when you say the person is not submissive, is she a slave? Is she a robot? No. We're all humans here.
Does she know what she shouldn't be? It's also another question.
I really don't get it. Everything, you just see men saying women are not submissive. Well, that's not the issue here.
Well, let's hear men.
What if I agree? What if I lie down and at the end of the day, you're just touching me and I'm not responding? What does that... Is that... Have I done what you want me to do at the end of the day? No, please.
All right,
there should be dialogue. There should be room for communication.
Thank you.
There should be mutual feeling and understanding. Not submission here. God, please.
I like how this matter triggers women, and maybe women are only learning to understand and then speak. But I like to hear men and how they would interpret this kind of situation. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Jess. Good afternoon.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Not a confession. I want to talk about this issue of submissiveness and not.
Okay, so you have 1 minute, so you have to hurry up. Just get to the point of it, okay? To the point of it. Thank you.
For me, if you get close to your lady and she says no, it doesn't mean she's not submissive. You need, as a man, you really need to understand your woman. Even without touching her, you should know when she needs you and when she doesn't. I believe it's lack of understanding that brings about the issue of submissiveness or not submissiveness. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. I know there are men who disagree, but yeah. We're here for it. It's Confessions Thursday. When you call and you don't say your name, I'll appreciate it if you turn off the volume of your radio set before you speak. Hello.
Hello, Joy.
Yeah, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, so let me quickly drop this. My confession is, you remember last week I called you and I was asking you to help me out on the issue of religion in Africa and all that,
yeah.
And how these people bring in Christianity and all that. So you asked me to go and make more research and get what I really want as a person, or you know.
So what did you find? But it's too early to find anything. But go ahead.
Yeah. So I think it looks as if everyone, or should I say these people, they just, you know, worship those who they think they have done something wonderful. You know, they worship those that do something wonderful. And I think maybe I should worship...
This is an infomercial.
Pardon?
Go ahead. I'm really going to curse on air one day.
Yeah, so... So I think I'm just going to look for somebody who is doing wonderful and I should worship. Maybe even get your picture, plus place it and the wall in my room, and maybe every day wake up in the morning and say, Joyce, save me.
Hey, wait, look, hold on a second. You have to use some imagination here. You have to stretch your own intellect. What are you saying? You're really just imitating what you think other people are doing.
No.
Can you read? Can you read?
Of course, yes.
Good. Then read opinions. I'm not asking you to accept opinions. Read opinions. Read the arguments people air or share or publish about the things you have questions on. Read opinions. And then see what you can make of the understanding from those opinions. You called me last week only to call me back this week with nothing. With nothing. You're not even showing the use of intellect.
Okay.
Read. Hear what other people are saying, but read it to understand it. Don't have an opinion. Don't be reading like you want to oppose what they're saying. Just hear their argument. Read as many arguments as you can afford. Do some research. See where that takes you. And believe me, 1 year is probably where we're beginning, not 1 week.
Oh, okay. All right.
You can try. I trust you. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
We're off on a break. We'll be right back. It's Confessions Thursday. Remember, when you call in, you do not say your name. It's about secrets, about questions, about the darkness, about your darkness, or the chaos in your darkness, or the chaos in your mind. We'll be right back, and Confessions will continue. Okay, so I have a message here, and I have about 3 minutes to look at it, read it, and maybe respond to it. That lady's confession has my husband written all over it. He's ready to have sex with me every other day, and he claims it's very disrespectful of me to say no, that he paid my bride price. Thankfully, I live in a sane climb where a woman's rights are upheld. Okay, in turn, have placed an embargo on my... I don't know. If you're on Skype, just a minute. If you're on Skype, you're going to have to give me a moment. I'll speak to you on the other side of the hour, because there isn't enough time on the clock between now and the top of the hour to allow for your confession. So remember, when you call in, you do not say your name. So to this lady who's sent us a message saying that she lives in a saner climb where women's rights are upheld, her husband is the same, and he tells her, I paid your bride price. On language and interpretations, if we even attempt to interpret what that can mean, it sounds as though there is a form of property ownership when the bride price is paid. It's as though maybe her husband looks at her as property, as maybe a speaking or the most expensive piece of furniture that he owns. And so, like, you wouldn't go to your gas cooker and it would resist, right? It just does what you say do. You wouldn't go to your ironing board and try to iron your shirt and it would resist. It just does what you want it to do. So I guess many men, or a lot of men, or a few men, I don't know how many these days, look at their wives or their spouse and expect her to be like the oven, the television, you know, it's press and play. Oh, I like that. Yeah, it's press and play. Yeah, so I think that's what they expect. And I just hope that men can understand. And maybe in your relationships, and I'm speaking about women and men now, you should speak more about understanding. And hopefully that can allow love permeate both your reason and your heart. It's necessary for you to love the person you lay in bed with, because if they say no, you can pretty much just understand that it's nothing other than maybe a mood or not ready or... I mean, there are other... And it's not a problem. I think I'm just trying to aim at the fact that it's not a problem when the person you're in bed with says no. You don't make something out of it. You don't say, well, it's disrespectful, because that's not disrespect in the world where we know what disrespect is. That's not disrespect. That can be many other things before we even get to the possibility of disrespect. And it's only because you think you own her and she's subject to you. When she says no, you say, well, you're being disrespectful. That's exactly what you would say to a slave. Really? Except you have a better opinion. You tell me. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. It's Confessions Thursday. We're on the sunny side, and my name's Joyce. On the other side of the hour, the conversation continues. And thank you very much for your patience. We'll be right back. Hold on, this is Confession Stairs. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce.
On Confession Stairs Day, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
It is Confessions Thursday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. So, yes, before the break, we were on this message from a lady who says that when her husband asks for sex and she says no, he says to her, you're not being submissive. Another woman from another country who's Nigerian says her husband is of the same philosophy, but she is grateful that she is in a society where the rights of women are upheld. And she says that's made her put an embargo on something, but she doesn't say what the thing is. So I think she's placed an embargo on sex of a sort. I don't know if that's what she's saying. You must forgive me just in case I'm wrong. There's a message here, and I'm going to read this deliberately to highlight the mentality of society. And I'm going to read it and tell you what I have to say about it. Good afternoon, Joyce. My contribution is on that woman who says no to her husband demanding for sex. It's absolutely lack of submission there. There's not other to use. I'm not sure what you mean there. If the husband went outside, she'll be busy calling him cheating husband. If she listens to me now, I charge her to change her attitude because it always leads to negative path. And this is generous from Shomolu. Unfortunately, society seems to exalt money over reason. So when you meet someone, you just wonder if they have a job, if they have a good job, if they come from a good family. Nobody tells you that you should check the sensibilities of a human being, their psychology, their philosophy, what they stand for, who they are, the test of their own characters, what they say is their character. I think there are many people whom you know today, or are maybe even married to, men and women alike, that if you knew their philosophy before you married them, like if you honestly knew their philosophy before you got married to them, you would not be married to them. You've only just realized their philosophy after you married them, and you're having to deal with the realization. You're dealing with this new reality. You're thinking, well, divorce is not an option, and then you say, well, how can we manage this? So for those who are yet to be married, I think you think money is most important. And I want to blame you, even though at the back of my mind, I'm thinking I should say, I don't blame you. If there's anything I think you should pray about, more than just praying for someone who has money, and I mean more than just praying for money, is that you don't end up with a fool. If you end up with a foolish male or a foolish female, you'll die in ways that you won't believe how the lights in your spirit go out. You'll die. There's much of you that would not come to light. There's much of your soul that you would never be able to express. So, because I think you just think that that's all you talk about, actually. So I would ask that if you ever made a prayer, is that you're not with a fool, male and female. You don't end up with someone who looks smart, and it's all a show. They try to look it, they wear good perfume, drive a big car, but some down in their human soul, there's daft as stone. Oof, ooh. It's Confessions Thursday. When you called in, you don't say your name. My name's Joyce. If all my callers on Skype, thank you very much for your patience. This is the other side of the hour. I am now paying attention to you. And once again, as we did yesterday, when I'm connected with someone on Skype, I'll appreciate it if you allow them some time to finish up, just so that your call doesn't interrupt their commentary. I'll appreciate that. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. Do not say your name.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Sorry, I don't have a confession, just a little take on the submission part.
Okay, so real quick, you have 1 minute. Run it by ya.
Okay, yeah. So I believe submission is a two-way thing, okay? Just as the lady has some things she requires from the man to be submissive about providing, I believe there are some things that the man requires from the woman. You understand? There should be a middle ground in this, okay? Because if the man is not able to provide what she needs, of course, she will be feeling bad as well. You get what I'm trying to say? So I think it's a two-way thing. They should find a middle ground. If she's not in the mood to for the sexual, whatever the guy is trying to push, tell him, okay, I'll do this today. You know, communication is really important in relationship. You understand? So that's all I have to say.
I appreciate it. Confessions Thursday. Welcome.
So, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
No, I'm just reacting to the text.
You have 1 minute.
Okay. I think it has to do with communication, just like the last person said. If only somebody has a very good means of communication, there will be reason for the man to understand that either the woman is tired at that moment. And the way you communicate, the way you make the man understand that at this particular period, you are not in a mood to do this.
Why is it her duty to make him understand? Isn't it possible that he can understand without her making him understand? You're making her responsible for his understanding.
Just wait. Your body language suggests the intent of your heart. You, maybe the man touches you, you nag. Can't you see I'm tired? Does this show any sign of respect? There's a way you talk to somebody, please, I'm weak. Can we do this maybe tomorrow or next? The person will understand. But in a situation whereby you nag the man, can you just leave me after I went to the market, bring everything for the family to use? Now, you all you need to do is just, this is where you have every strength to do things like a man. How would you feel that man will feel?
All right.
So that is the angle I'm taking. Not when you tell somebody politely, can we do this? I'm very, very tired. Can we do this like tomorrow? I'm very, very weak. That is a very good sense of respect to the man on his side.
All right.
I know of someone who always, somebody very close to me, who keeps a lady's shoe at the head of the pillow, that if man try to do anything, she will say, if you touch me, I will hit you with this issue. What does it show? It shows sign of disrespect and unloyalty. But thank God, I have very good communication with my wife.
Thank you. You'd know that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Welcome. The volume of your radio set.
Hey, go give that job.
Remember the volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce.
There's you and all of that neighborhood on the line. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Hello, welcome. It's Confession Stairs. And when you called and you don't say your name.
Hello.
Welcome. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Remember that. It's Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. We'll love for people with confessions to please call in. Thank you.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, I want to wait in on the message, right?
Which one?
Hello?
What message? Oh, you have a minute.
Okay. For me, for that lady to even contemplate or think about sending that kind of message, I believe she's almost out of the relationship. You understand? Because there's nothing, what you need in that kind of situation is communication. If your husband is your best friend, if your husband is who you seem to be, even when you are not happy, you will know.
How many of you are married to your best friends? Well, come on now. It's on this show, you want to act like you have a perfect picture in your head.
Let me explain that. The majority of ladies marry for wrong reasons.
Is the women who marry for wrong reasons and the men don't marry for the wrong reasons?
They marry somebody they don't love because they have money. That's the reality in Nigeria today.
You can't say that. How many women are really married to men who have money?
Majority of women are getting married.
That's not true.
They are marrying for money. All right? Wow. Because if you marry somebody you love, even when you are not in the mood to have sex or whatever it is, I'm tired. Can we do this in the morning? Simple as that. All right? But you now shouting on him or trying to make it. There's nothing in it.
Why do you think she's shouting? What? Where did you get that from? Why do you suppose she's shouting?
For that lady to send that message
to
you, that means, you know, she's no more in the relationship. She's just there in body and not in soul.
Thank you.
Sex is important.
All right. 99.3 Nigeria. Well, I mean, we can tell what the men think about it at this point. Now, the ladies, you do with that what you can. including what you can do about it. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I want to ask this question. I don't know the answer I will get from it. If a man is being tortured by his wife, can he go, can the man go and report to the police or to anywhere? Because some men are going series of torture in their homes, but they cannot say it out.
Mean?
They will just be bearing it because
what
it's
do
a
you
man.
Mean when you say torture?
Some women torture their husband, even up to the beating them. Beating
like
the
physically
husband.
Assaulting them.
Yeah. What do you call that?
Yeah, I mean, that's torture, right?
Yeah.
So
but the man will just be enduring and say, it's my family, but once the man make any move and the woman shouted, the whole community will gather upon the man. Say he has he's beating the wife, this, that. So what the essence that the woman will go, then the man will now, or where will the man go and report if anything is going wrong in his family? Is it from the police?
What is your intent? Is your intent to report so that she can stop beating you and you remain in the marriage? Or what's your intent? Because if your wife's hitting you, she doesn't love you, and I don't know what you're doing there.
What are you saying? The children are between two of you, and maybe the children have grown up. And you don't want that family to dissolve. You keep on bearing, and you'll be dying inside. Nobody want to hear your own. The only people they hear, the only one they hear is the woman's side. They will not hear the man's side. But the man is going via torture in the home.
The marriage has...
Nobody is commenting on the man's side.
The marriage has already dissolved. You are just not making it public. But it's already out. There's no life there. There's death there, but there's no life. So if you're saying, well, you're there because you don't want the marriage to... What did you say? You don't want the marriage to... It's done. There's no marriage there. You don't have it. You're not...
You understand me? The children have grown up.
Yeah.
And they are up to maturity. Don't know that. You have reported to the children.
Mm-hmm.
That the woman is doing that.
Yeah, but you are staying there because you don't want the marriage... You don't want the marriage to dissolve, right?
Yes, you don't have
a marriage. Let's fix that thought. You don't have a marriage. You think you do, but you don't. In actuality, you don't.
Oh, but if the woman reports in the court, the man will be forced to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman will not be forced to go. Because they will say it's a woman. The community will be telling you it's a woman. Why should you talk to the woman?
Why should you
even raise your voice on your woman? Is that? And the man is keep on dying. We don't want anybody to hear his voice.
If nobody's listening to you, the first thing you do is you stop speaking. The next thing you do is you take action. All right? And I think you should leave. I don't know why you're not considering that. Confessions Thursday. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Lady J, I want to make an appeal, please. Because of this man I just called now. If you are facing toxicities in your marriage, please just leave. Separate or divorce. As I speak with you, a man and his wife are in the general hospital in Ikorodu right now. The man cut off the woman's head and killed himself. Tell them to leave that marriage. I am begging because of God. Don't wait. Don't even wait to pick a pin. Their children are in university. And the man killed the wife and killed himself. They are in general hospital right now. Leave that toxic marriage. I am appealing to the men and the women this afternoon. God bless you, ma.
Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hey.
Hello?
Speak up for me. Do you have a confession?
Hello? Ian?
Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
But can you speak up for me?
Yes.
Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joy.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon. No, not confession, but I want to speak in respect of audio, please.
What am I saying? You have 1 minute, though.
Okay. So, Joy, concerning this issue of... beating or not be all those violence in marriage. I am at peace. I think the Bible says in Amos 3:3 that can two walk together except they agree. The answer is, when we are talking of that thing that we are talking, if you need such a thing from your wife, I think when you make a move...
No, that's a different conversation. The sex one is a different conversation. This other gentleman is a different conversation.
I don't want to pronounce it. Okay, the sex issue. So if you make a move and she says no, she will say, what is wrong now? And she will do, and she will explain to you why she does not want it. Then if you understand why, then you leave her alone. But if you know there is a thing that you can just play with her and then make her change her mind towards it, maybe the reason she gave you is not cogent enough, then you try to persuade her. But if she says no, you leave her. I don't think it's a thing, a do or die something.
All right.
But the other one, like the woman...
No. Thank you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession? It has to be a confession, wonderful people. I really can't spend like the day God has given to me talking about your sex lives. I'll tell you what I think about it. And largely, we're dealing with a philosophy problem here. It's a philosophy problem. Maybe communication, but fundamentally it's a philosophical problem. So, have a communication and say, I'm not a slave. If I say no, this is what it is. See how best he can understand that and find better ways. See whether he can understand you. Let's establish that. He needs to understand that sometimes it's going to happen that you say no, and he has to be able to understand that. In the absence of that, I really am hands off your sex lives. Can't spend 1 hour talking about you and sex. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, hello, Josh. Can you tell our people that today is Confession Thursday?
Did I not do that? It started when I lost my job and things became very hard. And me and my father had some issues, and my wife's father asked me to come, and he rented an apartment for us. After some time, my wife started to give me an attitude because of my joblessness. And one night she asked me to move out, that it's her father that rented the apartment, that she has the right to send me away. So I went away without telling my family where I was going. But I let her family... But I told her family what she told me, and luckily for me, I won a sports bet 5 million naira. I rent a room and started taking care of my children. I even sent some money to her whenever she asked me. But the real thing now is she's begging to accept her back. Note, her family never asked of me when I was away. What should I do? So you don't want her. That's what this is. You don't want her because you've had 5 million, rented an apartment. You just want to take care of your kids. If that's really what you want, yes, why not? Let her know that you don't want her. Because if she has to beg you to come back, I don't know what you have left. And from where I stand, what you have left is not something... That's the problem. I'm speaking for you. But whatever you have left is not worth banking on. I mean, she's begging you to come back. What's this? Well, she's begging your wife with your children are begging you to come back. You don't want her. And it's okay, but you just need to tell yourself that you don't want her. You have to admit it to yourself. And if you say her family didn't care when you went away, you're also going to... I think you're holding it against them somewhat. Okay. If you don't want her, then it's okay. You let her know that you want a divorce. You can... But you see, whatever you're doing right now, remember that you have to make a decision beyond this money that you have today. You have to make a decision beyond this 5 million, because this 5 million is going to finish. First of all, 5 million Nigerian Naira is coins. That's coins, right? So you know it's going to finish. That rent's going to expire. Now, I hope you don't have a betting addiction, because if you're getting your first 5 million off of placing a bet, well, the stars would really need to live with you for you to win like this constantly and have this as a form of backup. So let's assume that because she sent you away, you're angered and you don't want her back. It's okay, but be sure that you're not making that decision because you wanted this $5 million. That's all I'm saying. And if your wife really has to beg you to come back, then no, 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 no. My opinion. You don't quite have a marriage worth fighting for. So let me know, do you... You don't love her. I was going to ask you, do you love her? But I can tell you don't. I can tell that you don't. So, I'll let a few people speak on it. All right? Hello.
Hello. Enjoy?
The volume? Good.
Yeah, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon to you, too. Do you have a confession?
Yeah. You are contributing by making people to...
Okay, good. Welcome to the show. Joyce, I'm also one of the... I'm also married to a man who thinks that submission honestly means that the woman has little to no power. Unfortunately, he is not doing too well. So I sense he's not able to exercise his power because he doesn't have so much financial strength. I'm not taking advantage of him, but I have noticed it. And maybe I'm comforted that I'm not seeing the full expression of his mentality because he doesn't have money. But sometimes I'm afraid when I ask myself, what would this man do if he had money? Wow! But you're not praying for your husband to not have money just because you're afraid that he could intimidate you or further subjugate you. We're off on a break. We'll be right back.
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. When you're calling, you don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday. It's about the secrets, the pain, the regret, the sadness, the questions, darkness, the pain. Whatever is a factor of your human experience, a secret to you, and you'd like to talk about it, let's hear it. Okay, when you're calling, you don't say your name. I have a message here. My boyfriend wants me to move in with him. We have both agreed and are planning to get married very soon. But now he wants me to move in. Rather than renewing my rent, which will be due next month. So, Joyce, I'm so skeptical packing my bags to go live with him when he hasn't even done an introduction. Please advise me because I don't even know what to do. The fact that you don't know what to do says you shouldn't do anything. And I don't know what you have going on because many times it's fundamental to establish what you have going on. Are you in love or is this a case of you like him, he likes you, and you're of marriageable age and you want to be married? There are cases where it's gone well. You see, that's the trouble with situations is this. There are cases where it's gone well. There are instances where it hasn't gone well. In fact, there are instances where when you move in with someone, they tend to be reluctant to further the relationship. So let's say, for example, you want to be married. And maybe he had, in the earlier time, told you that he was also interested in being married to you. When you move in, there's a tendency that he could become somewhat laid back. Now, not because marriage can certify anything, but that can also create issues and can create issues that become other kinds of issues. So I'm not sure exactly what to tell you besides don't do it. But then again, in the event that you think it... So here is the thing about not doing it. You have to be solid in your own thinking, in your own person, to not do something when someone wants you to do it. Now, in the absence of that, you're left where you are with this wave of uncertainty. Now, you may do it and it's good. Like, it really turns out to be exactly what you have dreamed of. Maybe even better. But it's also possible that you do it and it doesn't go out the way you've planned it. Like, it doesn't play out that way. So... if you can afford to renew your rent, I would say you renew it. Honestly, I'd say you renew it and stay out and see where this relationship goes. If he's so eager that you need to move in, then I guess he may want to speedy up whatever is keeping you out, which is, okay, let's get married so that you can move in, right? I guess he may want to do that if he has a problem with you being away from him. That's what I would say. That's what I would say. I mean, if I were in your shoes, that's exactly what I think needs to happen or what should happen. But that's just my advice. But thank you very much for your message. 201-465-7190. And if you are on WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
No, please permit me to speak on the guy that won a lottery of 5 million.
You have 1 minute.
Okay. My advice to couple is that they should know that marriage is for better, for worse, not for better, for stay, for worse, for jackpot. The storm of life, when it comes, both parties should weather it together. So if that woman comes back and the money finishes, he will probably go away. That's the point. And he doesn't have a substantial means of sustenance. He's only betting on the 5 million. So couples should understand that fact. When they leave and things turn out to be good, they shouldn't try to come back. They should just stay away. That's my piece of advice.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
No, just give me 1 minute. For the lady you already said about the boyfriend asking her to move in with him. Hello, Joyce?
Go ahead.
Yeah, she shouldn't dare it. She shouldn't. The devil want to use the young man against her.
Did
she will just ruin her future and push her away the next day. The moment she had that thing with him, the love is gone. So if the guy really need her so desperately, she should need it to be parent and do the right thing. That's my candid advice. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Hello, welcome. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, good afternoon, Lady Joyce.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Not really. I want to advise the woman that just sent a message to you.
Real quick, 1 minute.
So what I would say is that she should stay away. She should renew her rent and stay in her place and still be as close to the guy as possible. If she goes into the guy's place, like you had said, the guy will definitely take her for granted. The interest will start to wane. So my best advice for her is to stay away. I mean, if she cannot courageously tell him why, she should just say, oh, I discussed it with my older brother, I discussed it with my mom or my dad, and this is what they said. I should stay away. And the next 1 year of the rent is enough for the guy to plan whatever good thing he has for her. She should please stay away. Thank you.
Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. A man here says a said book talks extensively about total submission. On the other hand, I'm going to find Skype is in my way. Skype, please just give me a moment. He says the book of Epistle talks extensively about total submission. On the other hand, Quran spelt out under conditions that will make you as a woman turn down advances by your husband. In out African settings, the rules is even more strict that you cannot say no in all. These are religions, or these three religions are in alignment. It is not about enslavement. Unfortunately, you need women who agree or who have been raised by these, what's it called now? What they say, the book of epistle? You mentioned something else and then you said the Quran. You need people who are raised on this ideology to pretty much accept the ideology and accept this as part of what is doctrine for them. If you met another woman whose doctrine this is not, then it's enslavement to her. Can you see? So we're speaking about different worlds here. It's tragic because in the Igbo culture, it used to be very egalitarian. And I'm not even sure what exactly happened, whether it was the Europeans who came in and changed something, then it became what it is. But even today, there are a handful, like there are a lot of Igbos who, I mean, isn't that where you get the social construct from, that the Igbos have no king or that they don't have respect? Yeah. So some people would agree with the book you have referenced, something else, I guess, and then the Quran. I believe that there are people who would agree with it because it's their doctrine, right? Because it's their doctrine, they accept it. But if you met someone else from the same Nigeria, from a different background, they wouldn't accept it. And to me, that would be slavery. That is exactly what it is. Because I'm freeborn and we speak freely and we say no when we mean it. So anything other than that is actually tyranny. It's not just even slavery, it's tyranny. And we think that every tyranny should be brought down. So it's like, it's even worse than enslavement. It's like, we're talking, you're looking for trouble here, and everything could just go to ashes. Like, it's worse than what you're referencing. Different backgrounds. (01) 02-465-7190. It's Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you do not say your name. And the number on WhatsApp, again, 08-0959-75805 or 02-01-465-7190. Okay, oh good Lord. Good afternoon, Joyce. My comment on the issue raised by the woman on her husband, I want to ask, is it only men that can ask their wives for sex, or is it vice versa? If you say as a wife, asked for it and I refuse, would you not suspect me of having another woman outside of the marriage? Ooh, that's a jump. I answer my wife when she asks me for it, even if I'm not ready for it, just to satisfy her. Good. You have something that works. Evidently, you're not calling me to complain, nor is your wife calling me to complain. Someone called to raise an issue, and I believe that if it's an issue, then there's something else going on. So, I mean, you're even talking about your wife making sexual advancement. I've heard of cases where if a woman made the move, the man would judge her, like condemn her for making a move. We're in a crazy world. And yeah. And unfortunately, I think indoctrination, religious indoctrination, has done something, and cultural practices just backed it up. So yeah, you hear, I've heard women say, oh, I made a move and he judged me. He was like, oh, how can you, you know, because I mean, you're in a culture where if a woman asked a man out, some of you men would have a problem with it because your ego is so frail and your education is zero. So if a woman asked you out, you would think, well, she was loose, or how could she? Because you think the only time the asking out should take place is when you do it. That's why you miss out on a good thing, because if a woman truly liked you and she approached you with it and you turned her out or insulted her, you know, if you looked down on her, and maybe that's the woman who's really good for you, you settle for something akin to something you can control, something you can enslave, then yeah, your life is what it is. Oh, you've heard these things. Come on, I'm not the one breaking it to you. At this point, I think quite a handful of people are relating to this story for reasons I'm honestly not sure about. This one says, except on health grounds, no woman should deny her husband. You know what? Do what works for you. I'm not giving you rules to follow. Do what works for you. The only time we talk about it is when it becomes an issue. I'm not saying that there is one method that should be followed. If not turning down your spouse based off of what your religion has instituted is what you believe, totally fine. Like, I'm not laying new grounds here. Okay? If that's what your religion says, good. If your religion says it and you have a problem with it, it's a problem. Good. At this point, I can conclude that many of you have this issue. I can conclude that a handful of you have this issue. Maybe one day you will find the courage to give me your honest perspective or your honest human experience. And remember, when you call in, you do not say your name. It's Confessions Thursday, 0201-465-7190. You say, I have a confession to make. I lost someone dear to me because I have a fearful, avoidant attachment style. He's in a relationship now and very happy, but I'm struggling to deal with the loss and moving on. I don't know if it's okay to delete his contact to make moving on easy, as I feel like that is childish and unnecessary. But on the other hand, it's a struggle because I'm sneaking to check his status update. Do you think it's okay to delete his contact even though you are both cool? The nuances of the madness. If he's in a relationship, I would say you leave him alone. It's not necessary to delete his contact, particularly of the situation you have found yourself in. But it's important that you leave him alone. If he comes around, fine. If he becomes single tomorrow, good. But you have to leave him alone. Tell yourself that that's something you must do. At least between the moment you leave him alone and the next time you're able to talk to him, I think you may afford yourself some clarity to figure out why you have avoidant attachment style and why you're fearful. Now, those are issues you have to deal with so that you don't make him suffer for something that's a problem that you must fix. How about that? So let's even deal with your issue. Don't delete his number. You have a problem. You've admitted it. Would you fix it? If you don't, you're going to be in more trouble. It may not even be with this gentleman. It may be with somebody else. Now, you even have to determine whether you sneaking up on him is a residue of what? What do you think that is? Is it because you're in love with him? Or because you like him and what? And you sent him away? Okay, why? Those are questions you have to answer for yourself. You have to answer those questions so that if he ever came back, you're fixed. You're not asking him to come carry your burden. Yeah? Good. But no, it's not necessary to delete his number. It's not necessary. Because that's not even the problem. The problem is the problem. So deal with the problem. Wait, is it possible that this number of people, honest to God, have sex issues? Like, this can't be. It's particularly unrealistic to me. I don't know if I should read all these messages. I don't deem them necessary to share. This one, somewhere in the middle, he says, except for health reasons alone, there is no valid reason whatsoever to say to your husband, well, to say no to your husband. It's like, wow, the lives you live. Okay, good. So when you find a wife, so you need a wife who understands that, not the one who has a problem with that, okay? Because your rule is not a carpet rule. So you need a wife who understands this philosophy of yours. So once she agrees, even if her spirit is down, if her spirit is, I don't know, broken and you want sex, yeah, she can get into it, right? Since you don't expect anything from her because all she is a machine without spirit and will, good. If it works for you, it works for you. Joyce, I need your advice. I am a marine worker. I work 3 months on and 2 months off. I married a wife 8 years ago, but no child yet. My wife do visit me on the ship and spends about a month. We have tried many medications, but no show. I tried to go for IVF, but my wife declined it. She has been threatening me that she will leave the marriage if I don't quit my job. Oh, quit my job for years now. Oh, I came back for a leave and she decided to pack her property and leave my house. So one message earlier on was a man whose wife sent him out of an apartment her father rented for the both of them because he didn't have a job. So here you have a job and your wife has moved out of your house because you work 3 months on and 2 months off. Life's hard. Life is crazy. So what do you do? I don't think you should quit your job. Let me tell you why. She wouldn't like you better if you couldn't provide. So I don't know. This is crazy. She wouldn't like you more if you could not provide. So maybe if you're even going to leave your job, you have to have another one before you leave this one. Let me even ask you, is she asking you to leave your job because of the periods you're away? The amount of time you're away? If you can speak to that, I'll appreciate it. Is she asking you to quit because you're away 3 months and on for 2 months? If that's the reason, well, you can't just quit because you don't have another job until you get another job. If you quit and go sit at home with her, I don't think she's going to like you. I don't. Yo. Don't quit your job. Get another job and then you quit. If she's moved out of the house, just tell her, I'm working on getting another job. The moment I get another job, I'll quit this one and I'll move back home. But don't quit that job and go sit with her at home. You don't know madness until she looks at you and you're not paying the bills. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Someone says, what about the 700? I've said this before, so let me say it again in the event that you didn't hear me say it. The 0700 number isn't working. So right now we're using 02014657190 number. Once again, 02014657190. It's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you do not say your name. You're going to ensure that you don't say your name. And yeah, you can tell us about the crazy, the weird, the abnormal, the paranormal, the sad, the regretful, the confusing, the questions. Let's hear it on Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. It's 49 minutes past one. So what? Well, what? 11 minutes before top of the hour. Hello, welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Speak up for us. Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. You have to speak up. Your voice is deep.
I have something that is bothering me.
Let's hear it. Just speak up for us, okay? Thank you. Go ahead.
You know, since I was a kid, my mom and dad, they were not together. So suddenly my mom passed away and my dad passed away. So now, I grew up with my mom's parents. For now, and now, as I grew up, I finished my secondary school, then I moved to Lagos. I've been hustling. I came to Lagos in 2018. Up to now, I haven't gotten home because my dad, people did not care about me. No one comes to check or even call to check on me. Mm. So up to now, I just left alone.
Okay.
This is really bothering me.
Why?
And I have someone in my life now that I want to get married because I am aging now. So I need to settle down with someone. And the person now is asking me to take out to my parents. She needs to know my parents before she died.
I lost you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, Confessions Thursday. So there's a message here. The woman I married now left her house to come and live with me. Huh? The woman I married left her house, come live with you? Oh, I see. She was living with you before you got married. Okay, you got married within 6 months. She said living with you, and then in 6 months you planned the wedding. They should stop discouraging the lady. She's an adult. She should also know this man more than anyone else. Let her go and live with him. So thank you very much for your message. In your case, so that's the thing, you are assuming that the man is of your own intent. Remember, we don't know what tomorrow is like. Now, you may be bankable, and maybe you hold yourself more accountable than anyone else would even dare to hold you accountable. So your girlfriend started living with you, and 6 months after she started living with you, you planned the wedding, you got married. you're asking people to not discourage her. Actually, you're right, because most of the messages I have here about that story are actually asking her not to go live with a gentleman. You're right. She knows the man more than anyone else does. But we do not know. She doesn't know what it would be about in the next 6 months. In your case, you made a move. But we've also heard stories where you go live with a man and he starts taking the whole situation for granted. You and the future. He takes it all for granted. We've heard that. And it's only a gamble. And in the absence of certainty, you make the less riskier choice. That's all we're saying. That's all I'm saying. So I'm not asking her not to move. But she's uncertain in the absence of certainty. Let's say she's sure that this guy is so in love with her that she can bank on him because he also banks on his own credibility or on his own integrity. Hey, that's something you can readily do with your eyes closed without even thinking much about it. But in the absence of certainty, you just do what's safe. I mean, he doesn't lose, right? If she's living alone, does he? He doesn't lose. She doesn't lose. If he is so desperate, then they get married and she can move in. We're just talking about what's safe here. But thank you very much for your message. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. You have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a problem with my wife. You know, we have a series of problems. She's a very nagging person from the onset. So, but I was like, let me see if the marriage will work out. But as time went on, the thing was getting more serious. So at the time, in 2017, we were staying at Fayum State. I lost my job, so I had to relocate to Lagos because so things were really tough then for me. So I got a job here in Lagos, and then I've been able to provide to the extent I could. But then with all that, I feel she still nags at the one, not minding what I'm providing.
Was she nagging at?
I had to, because I had a property at Akwaibom. Yeah, where I worked before I relocated to Lagos. I had to sell that property and I set up a business for her so that she could be bringing some money to the family and to augment. So here in Lagos, we were able to get a property which the mother, the family contributed money to acquire that property. So luckily, she was making money from the business. She went into real estate and was making money. So she was able to develop that building.
Mm-hmm.
So we are staying together there, but I discovered that all of a sudden, she's now saying that she's the landlady, that I don't have any say here, and all that. So a lot of problems. So I had to leave, and I rented an apartment. So, but lately, I've discovered that, I normally go and visit them weekends or bi-weekly. So, but lately, I discovered that it's like she's having an affair someone. I don't
want to lose you now.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. So this one happened on Easter Sunday. She took my children and they went off and to a unknown destination. She told me she is going to Mr. Biggs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So she spent the whole day and she came back the next day. I was asking her, where did it go to? Didn't respond to me and all that. So me, I'm so confused. I don't really know what to do. Everybody has been inviting me to divorce her all this while.
Now, don't be in a hurry. Are you sure she's cheating on you? Or are you just paranoid because you have issues with her?
We've been having series of problems. Over 10 years of this marriage.
That's a long time to have a problem.
Yeah. We're having issues.
Okay.
It's not in offense with my family. Nobody, you don't like anybody in my family.
Oh, I lost you. Yeah, I figured I was going to lose you at some point because you may have gone out of airtime. Let's establish something. And if you can hear me, let's establish something. And these are questions you have to ask yourself. If you found out your spouse was honestly cheating on you, can you forgive that? Can you forgive that? Is it possible for you to ignore the possibility that she could be cheating on you just so that you're not confronted by the truth and it breaks you down? Now, the earlier question of, is it possible for you to forgive that, is going to have, say, either or, right? You either are able to forgive or you can't. I need you to give those, I need you to answer those questions before you confront the truth. So that even when the truth confronts you and it breaks you down, what picks you up is the framework of your own human philosophy, or at least I would say your decision. But you see, the reason why philosophies are good is that when life knocks you down, something can attempt to pull you up, which is the thing upon which you stand, which is a framework of all the things that you believe can, can't do, right? So see whether you can answer those questions before you go digging for some dark secrets. It's possible she's not cheating on you. Possible. It's also possible she is cheating on you. Now you'd say, well, I can forgive it. I can forgive her cheating, but she has to stop. Okay, fantastic. So you go digging and then you find something. Because you've already told yourself, if I find out she's cheating, I'll forgive her. Your approach is different. Like, oh, you're cheating on me. Oh, that's crazy. Why would you do that? Blah, 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 blah. I need time. And you go collect yourself and you come back. Your approach is different when you have already made a decision that, well, this is what you're going to do. Particularly when you want to forgive and accord them another chance and hope that you can build what you have. But you're already saying that you've had problems the last 10 years. If you can call me back, that'll be great. I'm a minute away from top of the hour where we have to go for the headlines. Let me see. Is this you?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're not the man. Okay. I'm off on a break for the headlines. No, you're not going to have the chance now. You probably could on the other side of the hour.
Okay, I'll call back.
We're off on a break. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. You've been listening to Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name's Joyce.